This is what's trending today. No one was injured when a Falcon 9 rocket exploded at Cape Canaveral in Florida on September 1st. But the rocket and a communications satellite on it were destroyed. The Falcon 9 belonged to the American company SpaceX. It designs, manufactures, and launches rockets and spacecraft. The hashtag SpaceX continues to trend on Twitter as people see videos of the explosion. SpaceX was hoping to launch the rocket on Saturday, September 3rd. The satellite was supposed to provide high-speed internet service to parts of Africa. It was made by an Israeli company for Facebook, the world's largest online social media network. Reports say a replacement satellite could be ready in 3 years. The accident involves two of the world's most famous entrepreneurs. Mark Zuckerberg is the founder of Facebook. He used a Facebook post to say he was deeply disappointed to hear about the explosion. SpaceX is owned by Elon Musk, a businessman and investor. He also operates Tesla Motors, the electric car company. SpaceX called the explosion an anomaly. SpaceX rockets are unique because some of their parts are reusable. After a rocket launch, the first part of the rocket returns to Earth and can be used again. The company had planned 6 more launches this year, but those plans may change after the accident. People living near Cape Canaveral said their homes shook and sliding doors fell to the ground. One Instagram user posted video of the smoke cloud from the explosion. A simple written message placed next to the video read, "Wow, not good." One Twitter user wrote, "This video of the SpaceX explosion is crazy." The American space agency NASA is working with SpaceX on several projects, including transporting supplies to the International Space Station. But the space agency was not involved in this project. NASA did post a message on Twitter. It read, "Spaceflight is challenging. Our partners learn from each success and setback." A Twitter user sympathized with Facebook's chairman, writing, "Mark Zuckerberg is like, man, I should have gone with NASA." And that's what's trending today. I'm John Russell.